You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 30th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The Future Prowess Islamic Foundation School in Borno State, Nigeria, has cut student enrollment and staff due to a loss of U.S. funding. This decision has profoundly impacted many young lives, including Israel Peter, who fled his village at 6 due to Boko Haram attacks and cannot afford school fees. The school reduced its capacity from 2,200 students to 1,500 and let go of 20 teachers, with no new enrollment expected. This reduction is a direct result of the Trump administration's dismantling of USAID, which had disbursed $1.5 billion to Nigeria between 2023 and 2024 for various projects, including education. Boko Haram, an Islamist extremist group that emerged in northeastern Nigeria in the early 2000s, has caused widespread devastation. The group has killed over 35,000 people and displaced 2.6 million in Nigeria, Cameroon, Niger, and Chad. Thousands of educational establishments have been destroyed, leaving 3 million children in the Northeast unable to attend school, according to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA. USAID administers civilian foreign aid and development assistance, focusing on health, education, and governance in over 120 countries. The Trump administration's cuts to USAID were part of an America First policy, prioritizing domestic spending. While some grants were retained, aid groups warned that cuts to USAID programs could lead to loss of life in humanitarian crisis zones. Founded in 2007 by Zana Mustafa, the Future Prowess Islamic Foundation School provides education to children affected by the conflict, including those from diverse backgrounds. The school has benefited 3,000 children and aims to counter Boko Haram's extremist ideology through a balanced curriculum. The withdrawal of funding raises concerns about children's vulnerability to recruitment by extremist groups. Mustafa fears that children without educational opportunities may return to violence. Analysts warn that the situation could benefit jihadists who exploit such crises. Nigeria has over 10 million out-of-school children, the highest number globally, according to UNICEF. The government allocates only 4% to 7% of its federal budget to education, below the 15% to 20% recommended by UNESCO. Despite primary education being officially free, parents often pay fees for maintenance, which can be a month's earnings for many families. The Future Prowess Islamic Foundation is working on long-term sustainability through agriculture and economic support for the community. Mustafa has a 10-year plan to ensure more children receive an education. The school engages in agricultural initiatives to create a self-sustaining model and provide psychological support to address trauma. The impact of funding cuts is personal for families. Ramatu Usman, a student dropped just before her high school exams, now knits caps for sale instead of pursuing her dream of studying medicine. Her mother, Hajara Musa, struggles to find funds for her daughter's education. Yusuf Mustafa, a graduate of the school, exemplifies the transformative power of education. Orphaned by Boko Haram, he is now a final-year computer science student. He credits the school for his education and support. The challenges faced by the Future Prowess Islamic Foundation reflect the broader educational crisis in northeastern Nigeria. Years of conflict have severely damaged educational infrastructure, making access to schooling difficult. Families often prioritize survival, and even minimal education costs can be prohibitive. The Nigerian government's role in supporting education in the region is critical. While primary education is technically free, additional fees burden impoverished families, highlighting the need for sustained interventions to ensure access to quality education for all children, especially those affected by conflict. Copyright, African Elements.